Then I spurred forward across the brilliant room. The stallion cleared the railing at the far end and then plunged through another door. A high-ceilinged hall of awesome proportions was before me. Hundreds of candles burned in the high jeweled chandelier. Black columns stood half in light, half in shadow. At the far end, seated upon a raised platform, a man sat cross-legged, surrounded by a score of glittering attendants. The stallion had not stopped. I jabbed the spurs into his lathered flanks and jerked the reins. He halted in the center of the floor and reared. His hoofs pawed at the air, steel shoes sparkling in the light. Clinging to his almost vertical back, I managed to salute. The staring eyes of the men before me widened. In French, I said,
"I have come to call upon the Black Sultan."
The Arabian settled easily back. His forefeet clanged on the polished boards. The silk robe floated down about my shoulders, and the automatics flashed in the candlelight.
"Who are you?"
the man on the raised platform cried out.
"Your guest," I replied.
The courtiers shifted uneasily, fingering belted guns. From without came the insistent roar of a mob. Though I tried not to show it in my face, I was ripped apart by anxiety. It would be easy for this Black Sultan to break the Mohammedan dictates of hospitality. If he bided by them, he would have to give me my 3 days' food and lodging. If not, he had only to raise his hand to the men about him, and lead would stream from a dozen muzzles to cut me down. The Black Sultan stood up, tall, thick of body, his beard pointed, his eyes as unreadable as a vulture's. His dark cloak swirled as he stepped easily forward. I knew then that he was without fear. He could see the flashing butts of my guns. He knew that I could fire before he could raise his voice or dodge, and yet he walked toward me with a slow stride and pinned me with his gaze. The only sounds in that room were the gusty breathing of the Arabian and the pad of the Black Sultan's slippers. The black plume which topped his black turban bobbed gracefully. His pointed face was expressionless. His thin jaw was steady. His jalaba swirled from side to side like a slowly drifting thundercloud. One word from him and I would be pitched to the hardwood floor, riddled. I wondered who I would take with me. The Black Sultan first, the man in the red slippers second, I probably would live no longer than that. The stallion shifted nervously. His ears went up as he watched the Black Sultan come toward us. And then the man was there, staring up into my face.
"An American,"
he said without emotion.
"And a man with steel nerves. I thought at first that you were the mad El Zidane."
I had no answer for him, though his pause was long. At last he turned toward the men about the platform.
"Stable this horse, and show this man to a set of fine rooms."
He spoke in Arabic, not Shilha.
"Give him what he wants, anything he wants, for 3 days. But take his guns."
He looked back up to me with his lazy, hard glance and smiled.
"After 3 days, we will take you to the city gates and shoot you down as you strive to make the pass."